Welcome to Gems of Wisdom, a soul sanctuary and community to inspire hearts, minds, and lives through art, charity, and conversations that deepen our connection. Our show features the stories of women in the arts who nurture creative and abundant living for all religions, communities, and forms of spirituality. Welcome to our show. Hi there and welcome. I'm your host, Teresa Marone, and I'm also the creator of Spiritual Adventures for Today's Wise Woman. Are you ready for a spiritual adventure? Sign up for our newsletter, our Gems of Wisdom podcast, and more. Special offers at teresamarone.com. Today, we are cultivating joy with special guest, spiritual director, Lauren Santerre. She's from Houston, Texas, and her focus is on building and strengthening communities. For example, do you focus on where you're going or what you want to achieve more than expressing gratitude for what you have in the present moment? Lauren's point of view can help you. If you find yourself constantly struggling to be satisfied, or if you're continually looking at what you do not have in your life right now, Lauren knows from her spiritual direction practice that many of us find living in the present very challenging. We want to be in a different place than we are right now. And today, Lauren will teach you three action steps to cultivate joy that she has developed that get immediate results. Her gem of wisdom for us is, as I get older in years, I am learning how to embrace my imperfections. I'm learning to laugh more and to love big. I hope you will join me on this remarkable journey of life. Lauren is a very special person, but before I introduce her to you, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. I Know Somebody Houston is a service organization for women, about women, and whose mission is providing education, solutions, and opportunities for professional and personal growth. So without further ado, help me welcome my guest, Lauren Santerre. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Teresa. It's so lovely to be with you this morning.
I know. I had missed you. We used to have such fun on the radio, didn't we?
We did. We had a great time together.
Well, welcome back to Gems of Wisdom. And today you have a very special lesson and a very special point of view to share with our listeners about cultivating joy. A couple of days ago, when we were speaking, you were talking to me about that sometimes it just seems like it's harder than it ought to be to find joy in the simple things. Would you like to speak a little bit about that before we get involved in your interview?
Sure, yeah. I think, you know, a lot of us, myself included, just really tend to focus on the past or the future, what we're longing for. And so we forget to be present in the moment, in the day that we have before us. And that really is the only thing that any of us have. You know, we're not promised a future. You never know what's going to happen. And so really just I'm learning how to embrace those moments as they come and to focus on what is right before me and to be present to that, to be present to the people around me and to be present to what I've been called to do on a specific day.
Yes, that the idea of being in the present sounds very simple, but sometimes it's kind of hard to stay there. So that kind of brings us around to the focus of our show today, which is spiritual direction for the specific purpose of helping you to live better and to cultivate joy. So can you give us kind of an overview? What is spiritual direction?
Sure. So spiritual direction is a tradition that kind of goes across faith traditions, but specifically in the Christian tradition, it comes from the ancient desert mothers and fathers that were in Egypt, and they went out into the desert to basically cultivate their inner life and to truly to do battle with the things that were distracting them from having a relationship with God. And so the modern version of spiritual direction, you know, you can go out to the desert. That's totally fine. But most of us don't live in the desert. But it's it's an opportunity to come and sit basically with another person of spirituality and have them really listen to what's going on in your own life and your questions, how you're trying to grow in your faith or connect with God. And so it's really an opportunity to be listened to. I mean, that is the primary function of spiritual direction. And then that the spiritual director basically helps you to reflect and ask questions of yourself and to seek out the divine in your own life and to really be able to notice the ways that God is working in your life, you know, to kind of connect the dots, if you will, so that you can see, you know, how God is showing up for you, what God is inviting you to do, or how God's inviting you to be. So it really covers so many things. But I have found that if we can go into that relationship and be present in a relationship with a spiritual director, joy is definitely one of the things that can come out of that relationship, because it does help us to be in the moment and to really observe and notice the goodness of God in our lives.
Well, I know that there's some sort of a structure, and it seems like each spiritual director would be very creative in creating that structure. Is that true, or is it pretty set in stone?
You know, I think that different spiritual directors definitely do their own thing, if you will. But there is kind of a base format in the sense that individuals will seek out a spiritual director, and they'll generally kind of come together in some sort of quiet, reflective space and spend about an hour just having a conversation about what the, you know, what the person is wanting to explore or maybe develop or that sort of thing. And so the spiritual director is there to listen and ask questions. And sometimes we provide resources. You know, we might suggest a book or a class or a certain type of prayer that we think would help the individual, the directee, to progress in their spiritual journey.
I see. So it's kind of up to creating the relationship between the spiritual director and the person who's seeking direction. It's kind of up to them to come to a point on the spiritual journey and identify it. And would you say it would be appropriate to set some goals?
Yeah, I think it's not quite like, I would say, like life coaching or that sort of thing, because in spiritual direction, you're open to the fact that, you know, God or the divine really knows so much more than we do. And so, you know, it's that old adage of we plan and then God tells us what's really going to happen. But so I'm not so sure that it's a goal as much as an exploration. That's the word I would use. Like, you know, you're trying to identify what invitation God's asking you to do. So I'm sure you've had the experience in life where you just feel like, I really feel like I should talk to that person, right? And you may or may not know why you should talk to that person, but you just feel it inside. And so you go and you do it, and then something happens from that. And then something happens later on from that initial action. And so that's kind of how I would describe spiritual direction. You're looking for those moments in life where you feel the spirit, you know, inside of you, or it can be intellectually, but however you communicate with God, and what God is kind of leading you, or like I said, inviting you to do for the next step, right? So we kind of go one step at a time.
I love that, an exploration. And I also love what you just said, that you seek to identify where God is asking you or inviting you to show up and where God is showing up for you in your life. I think that's a way of looking at day-to-day activities and also life changes, transitions, challenges in a whole different and much more positive, gentle way. That's what I just took from what you had to say. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, good. Well, you know, what I was wanting to do when I invited you to be on the show today, Lauren, is I wanted to learn your three ways to cultivate joy. Now, of course, on your website, laurensanterre.com, you have a blog and you're a beautiful writer. You know, I've always admired your work as a writer. But when I read this blog, I wanted to just kind of drill it down and get a little deeper into your three ways to cultivate joy. Would you mind speaking on that just a little bit for us?
Sure, of course. And thank you. That's very kind. So my first recommendation is to practice gratitude. You know, it's what all the wise spiritual teachers say, and most people have probably heard it several times, but I really encourage my directees and the people that come to do spiritual direction with me to spend time each day, you know, whether that's in the morning or at night or on your lunch break, to name, you know, at least five things that you're grateful for that day. And I've just learned that if you begin to do that, you will manifest joy in your life, you know, because I think it helps us reframe and reshift whatever's going on in our brain, and just think about, wow, you know, I really do have all these blessings in life, and so let me focus on that and be able to share those blessings with other people.
That's great. So step number one is to be grateful.
Step number one is to be grateful, and I highly encourage people to write it down. I think that helps.
Write down your five.
I really do.
The things.
Yeah,
I think it does
five.
Too. I mean, there's so many different reasons that writing something down, you know, there's neurological, there's the visual aid, but just writing it down, make sure that you slow down and really process what you're feeling. And I know that cultivating joy is part of cultivating joy is mainly learning to really be in touch with those moments that you're feeling joy, not just brush by it on the way to feeling, you know, stress or
right,
something
yeah.
else. There's
to that
joy.
Being present. Yeah, there's joy. I have something to be joyful for, you know.
So let's just feel this for a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I mean, I've really learned, like, it has such an impact on our relationships. If we can really sit down and say, wow, I'm really grateful for my spouse or my friend or my teacher or my mentor. You know, I'm really grateful that this person is in my life and for what they're teaching me, which can sometimes be challenging, right? We can have difficult lessons from people in our lives, but to be grateful for how they're helping us grow and how they're helping us to exist in life in a positive way, I think that's a really powerful practice. So, and makes you, you know, appreciate them. And then if you can go and tell them why you appreciate them, that's great. You will see your relationships change. So
I love it.
Gratitude is really, yeah, it's really, really, really powerful, which basically kind of leads into the cultivating joy step number two, which is to reach out. You know, we have just really become, I think, in so many ways, oddly isolated in our modern culture. You know, people are always on their phones, their head is down, they're always doing something, they're, you know, or we're just super busy and we don't really make time to visit with people or stop or go visit our parents or, you know, call our parents, whatever it is. But you know, I think it's really helpful to reach out to people. And a lot of times I think we struggle to reach out because it requires us to be honest about ourselves, right? What's going on inside of ourselves, maybe our insecurities, that sort of thing. But I think if we can find one or two people in life that can hold and listen to those truths for us, it's a blessing, because a lot of times that person will come back with, oh, you know, I recognize that experience. I had one similar. And then we get to know that, oh, we're not doing this whole life thing alone, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if you've maybe had that experience, but just kind of reaching out and finding someone to cultivate life with.
Well, I have had that experience, and you know, the transition in life that that I'm at right now seems to be that it's so easy to be with some people and so difficult to be with other people. And I think that the lessons in midlife is about learning boundaries and how far you're willing to go to have certain people in your life and when it's time to let those people go. Because, of course, everyone has value. You know, there's no good and bad people. There, it's just, you know, a time in life. And I on the one hand, am finding that I do gravitate to the people that are easier for me to communicate with. On the other hand, I'm a lot more tolerant. So I guess that's aging. And that's also the reaching out place that you're talking about, is don't be afraid to reach out. Even if it's not that comfortable at first, give it a chance, be a little tolerant, see where it goes.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really a helpful thing, because you don't, you know, we just, like we said before, we don't really quite ever know what that first step is going to lead to. And so being open to the connection that can come from a relationship is really important. And yeah, you're totally right. You know, it's some people are just not the people that we need to be around at a certain period or time of our life, and that's totally fine. But, you know, I think a lot of us want a, I call it a tribe, you know, we want a tribe around
right.
us. And so, you know,
it feels good to
tribe.
Be with people in your tribe.
Yeah, exactly. And they build you up, you know, and they, or hopefully they do, they build you up and they encourage you and they tell you that, you know, you're not alone and that you're going to get through this, or, you know, they have these fears too. And I think that's really important, because we need that sense of community, you know. And so what's interesting about today is that I think that community looks like so many different things, right? And we live
yeah.
in such a transitory culture, and people are moving, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So it's really interesting. So in a good way, you know, technology has really provided a way to keep us connected to one another no matter where we are, which is a wonderful blessing of technology. And so, yeah, I think I just, you know, I encourage people to find their tribe, whatever that means for them, so that they can, you know, have a place to be built up and encouraged and go through life with other people.
Yeah, and I think the underlying theme here of reaching out is, don't get so busy that you forget to stay in touch. You know, that's
yeah.
it's so compelling, you know, to be on deadline and to have things that are due, whether that be bills or projects or commitments. And you put off that, like you and I, we put off our lunch that we had last week. What, for 4 months?
Right.
I think it was like 4 months. And so, you know, we need to reach out, Lauren.
Yeah, you do. It's, you know, it's just tricky. So, but I think it's really, really important.
So what's your action step number three?
Yeah, so number three is tending to your gifts. And for me, that means looking at what resources and blessings and skills that you have in your own life, you know. And so a lot of times I think we think, oh, well, you know, when I have this amount of money, I'll do this. Or when this relationship happens, I'll be this kind of person, or I'll be happy, or, you know, whatever it is. So a lot of times I think we think, I have to acquire something else or get something else before I can have joy. But, you know, I think it's really not true. And so my encouragement in my step three is tending to what you have. So, for example, recently, you know, I had about 3 hours of free time. And so I spent it learning some new skills on the computer that were super helpful and will help me kind of be more in the space of social media than I could before. And I didn't spend any money. I didn't, you know, go out to some special place or some special conference or something. I just sat in my office and I worked on it and I learned something new. And so I think there's so many different examples in our lives where we can just cultivate what we have, whether it's a relationship or our own meditation practice or learning a new skill or just going outside and enjoying nature or something, but just tending to the gifts that we have in our life that can take us a little bit farther down the road of learning or spiritual growth is really key. And so, you know, nurture what you have, and that will help you to cultivate joy in your life.
Yeah, I think many of us tend to overlook our gifts, our talents, our skill set, what we can really bring. And that, you know, we always look at what everybody else is doing. And I think that's part of what you're talking about here, is we need to focus a little bit more inward, because there's nothing more empowering and nothing that makes you feel more joyful than feeling as if you really did something great. You know, even if it's a small thing, you know, this is a very small thing. I just had my bathroom painted. All right. Now that's a big moment for me, you know, it's a big deal. And I was really rushed when I bought the paint. I'd been thinking about the paint color for a long time. And so I thought I knew exactly what I wanted, but I was very rushed, and they were very busy at the paint store at Lowe's. You know, you never know when they're going to be busy. And I got this paint color, and I got it home, and I was just crushed. I was like, I bought the wrong paint. You know, this is the wrong color. You know, shades matter. And,
right.
You know, I mean.
I do know.
I can hear everyone. I'm going to be, you know, it's my bathroom. I can't be annoyed. So, anyway, I just thought, you know, I spent like $24 on this gallon of paint, and I hired the people to come and paint it. And I just thought, just live with the color, you know. And they painted my bathroom, and it dried. And I went in there about 2 hours later, and I love, love, love the color. It is the color I wanted. So, I mean, I spent all that time putting myself down and stressing about not giving enough time to the paint color. And as it worked out, I love it. You know, I could have saved myself all of that self-doubt and criticism and, you know, color bashing. I color bashed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and I think that's a huge lesson, you know, that my beautiful husband has taught me is, you know, don't stress about a problem until it's actually a problem. And that in of itself will bring joy to your life. You know, just don't worry about it. You know, you don't worry about it until there's actually something to worry about, you know, or a problem to fix. You know, don't try to fix the 18 problems that might come up.
That might come up.
So that might come up. That's my tendency in life, you know. So, yeah, I think nurturing those moments of choice, you know, and saying I trust myself to choose a color, or I trust myself to choose a job, or, you know, whatever it is, that definitely helps us to nurture what we have in life.
So just to recap a little bit, our cultivating joy, step one is to be grateful. Cultivating joy, step two, is to reach out. And cultivating joy, step three, is to tend to your gifts. And I love that the way that you have your website laid out, Lauren, is very, very easy to navigate. It really helps to know exactly what you're about. And I invite all of our listeners to visit laurensanterre.com and kind of find out a little bit more about where you come from, your joy, and, you know, what you recommend. You've got a lot of resources there and on your library. And what's up next for you, Lauren? What are you seeing happening in the next? I know you're about to finish up in school.
Yes, about to finish up my program, and really just looking at, you know, cultivating connection and inviting people to become spiritual directees if they're interested and drawn and feel that that's where, you know, the spirit is leading them. So I'll be working on that. And beyond that, I'm not sure. So kind of brainstorming some stuff with some friends and possibly be doing some workshops and stuff around town. So that's really the future for me right now.
Well, I really want to thank you very much for being here today on Gems of Wisdom. You've been an absolute pleasure, as always. And do you have any parting words for our listeners today?
I would just say to, you know, really create some space in your life to listen for silence, to listen to yourself, and to listen to what God is inviting you to. Because I think when we do that, we just enter into a life we never imagined. So I would say listen and then act.
Thank you so much, Lauren. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Gems of Wisdom is a podcast featuring programs to educate, support, and enrich your body, mind, and soul. Our community of featured hosts, facilitators, and expert guests is a soul sanctuary for women, a resource for sharing, and a diverse, thoughtful, and caring group of wise women. Contact me at teresamarone.com and have an amazing day and week.
Join us next week for Gems of Wisdom with me, Teresa Marone, and my expert guest teaching spirituality and the arts. We bring together change makers, innovators, and creators, all heart-centered in service and committed to your personal growth. We're helping you so you can help others.